The epistle appointed to be read for Quinquagesima Sunday is taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 13. Brethren, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And if I should have prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I should have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And if I should distribute all my goods to feed the poor, and if I should deliver my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity is patient, is kind. Charity envieth not, dealeth not perversely, is not puffed up, is not ambitious, seeketh not her own, is not provoked to anger, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth with the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never falleth away. Whether prophecy shall be made void, or tongues shall cease, or knowledge shall be destroyed. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away the things of a child. We see now through a glass in a dark manner, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. And now there remain faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 18. At that time Jesus took unto him the 12, and said to them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things shall be accomplished, which were written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man. For he shall be delivered to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and scourged, and spit upon. And after they have scourged him, they will put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this word was hid from them, and they understood not the things that were said. Now it came to pass, when he drew nigh to Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And when he heard the multitude passing by, he asked what this meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they that went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried out much more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus, standing, commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I do to thee? But he said, Lord, that I may see. And Jesus said to him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he saw and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Charity is kind. Words taken from today's epistle in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Perhaps you have heard of the story of Officer Stephen McDonald. His story is a most remarkable story of charity that I was, while reading his biography on him last year, could not help but think how perfectly it tied into the epistle of today's Mass. And he was, in a sense, a living example of the epistle, particularly the 13th chapter of today's Mass, where St. Paul goes into great detail on the virtue of charity. Officer Steve McDonald was part of an Irish police family And they were, in fact, from Long Island, New York. His father, grandfather, himself, and also his son, all four of these from the same family, served on the New York City Police Department. Officer Stephen eventually was married to Patty Ann, and they had a son named Connor. And in July of the year 1986, Officer McDonald was on duty. He was 29 years old and only in his second year on the job. On this particular day, he was walking through Central Park, and he approached three teenagers with the intention only of investigating into bicycle thefts. And as he was standing there talking to them, all of a sudden, one of them pulled out a gun and shot Officer Stephen three times at point-blank range. The shooting left him paralyzed from the neck all the way down. And his son, Connor McDonald, was born just 3 months after the shooting. Officer Stephen asked his wife, upon making his recovery, when he was able to regain consciousness, to write out a statement on his behalf. And she wrote down everything that he was able to tell her. And in this declaration, which his wife read on his behalf, in that declaration, Officer Stephen forgave his attacker. He would never return to active service. However, he did recover to the point that he was able to use a motorized wheelchair and breathe with the help of a respirator. And he traveled in a specially equipped van. And over the next three decades, although he was unable to walk, not able to make an arrest or fire a gun, he was allowed to serve on the New York City Police Department. And the way he served was probably more effective than if he was to have continued serving by way of making arrests and in the normal way a police department would work. Because by his continual presence at all types of public events, talks, teaching everywhere, by his words and presence, that the only thing worse than taking a bullet to the spine, as he said, would be keeping revenge in your hearts. An officer, Steve McDonald, died just last year, on January 10th, at the early age of 59, several days after a heart attack. And it was said at his funeral that his life was shaped by three bullets and three words: I forgive him. Dear friends, the epistle in today's Mass, which we read of St. Paul's 13th chapter on charity, how he goes through a long list of what charity consists of. And there are many different aspects which he gives on the virtue of charity, the virtue which is eminent among the theological virtues, because as he concludes, at the end, there are faith, hope, and charity, and among these three, charity is the greatest. And it is the virtue which our Lord himself has left to us that we are to practice in order that we may become saints. For we know through the Catechism that there is no other way possible to reach heaven than through the practice of charity. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, writing in one of his sermons, he explained the passion of our Lord, and he went into detail on how the charity of our Lord was manifest through his own passion and death on the cross. And he writes that our Lord was smitten with scourges, was crowned with thorns, pierced with nails, fastened to the cross, laden with reproaches, and yet, in the middle of all these pains, he cried, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And it is absolutely astounding. It is amazing to think that in the middle of all these sufferings, which our divine Savior suffered for the love of every single person on earth, down to the end of the world, that he would forgive them, and he would suffer this so that you and I could obtain salvation. To look down upon his executioners and to say, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." To excuse his executioners. That's why St. Bernard exclaimed in his writings, "How ready art thou to forgive, O Lord? How great is the multitude of thy sweet mercies." Our Lord cries, "Forgive," and the Jews yell, "Crucify." His words were softer than butter, and their words were as darts or arrows. This forgiveness, my dear friends, that we see in the life of Officer Steve McDonald, in the life of our Lord from all eternity, and many, many, many other people down through the ages who have practiced forgiveness, that's what we have to emulate, to practice. We are true followers of our Lord Christ the King, and we must, as good soldiers in his army, imitate the charity of the Sacred Heart. The divine love which the Sacred Heart manifested that day on Calvary to those who crucified him, that is our supreme example. And we cannot not practice charity if we do look to the supreme example of forgiveness. It's impossible. All the stations here in the chapel present to us as we pray them, as we look to them, how our Lord manifested in every single aspect of that passion, forgiveness. And Officer Steve McDonald, shot 3 times, paralyzed for the rest of his life, not 3 years, 3 decades, his whole life, to have to live without being able to move, to have to live by having the assistance of his good wife to look after him in all the details as if he were an infant. To have the power of the mind, the intellect to think, but not the power to move, to operate, is unthinkable. And then to compose a writing to forgive the one who did that to you, and just after your son is born, takes great courage, takes great love, devotion. And what was it? Where did he find that? The only answer possible has to be our Lord. I did not read that, but that has to be the way. Because if our Lord gave the example of forgiveness, to die upon a cross and to say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," there is no other answer possible. It had to be from the supreme example of our Lord, that this heroic officer was able to forgive the man who really ended his life. If we look to our Lord, we cannot help but be able to put into practice the words of St. Paul, who writes in today's epistle, "Charity is kind." St. Bernard gives the reason for this. It is interesting to read in his writings how he explains that charity is kind because charity, he says, loves also those whom she tolerates. And by tolerating others, he is talking about avoiding animosity and harshness. And he says that we should replace these two things, to have animosity towards another person, to have a certain harshness, to deal with someone harshly, whether it's harshness in speaking to them, or we might deal with them in a harsh manner. He says these two things should be replaced with gentleness, to be replaced with kindness. Those are the two virtues, he says, we have to replace with. And it's what our Lord did. There's no other way. Gentle, kind. If our Lord was filled with animosity towards his executioners, the 12, 12th station. If he stopped thinking about his executioners, they would cease to exist. They would die. But because of our Lord's great kindness, his infinite goodness, he forgave them. And that's what we ought to do. Especially for those who we may dislike, for those people who may know us. It's a natural thing for one person not to like another. But notice the word natural. We have to supernaturalize the natural because we are creatures who have been born with original sin. And even though that original sin was taken away at baptism, we still have the effects. And we have to overcome those effects with sanctifying grace. And we have to practice virtue. We have to practice charity. So we should literally go up to those people who we do not have a natural like for and speak to them kindly, to be content with people who annoy us, to offer it up for our Lord. Most especially ought we to be kind to one another within the family, because charity begins at home. If we can't practice charity within the four walls of our house, it will be impossible to go out into public and to be charity, to be kind by charity. Again, our Lord has given us the example from the cross. Not only has he given us the example, but he expects us to follow it. Let us then resolve today, now, as we prepare for Lent, shortly upon us this Wednesday, to resolve to make a good Lent, to have a very good, holy Lent, to put into practice the virtue of charity, most especially. And when it becomes difficult, because it will, it is, but when it does become difficult, recall the words of our Lord on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.